Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand, with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. Where is Jesus when I need him? Have you ever wondered that? We can't see Jesus. Sometimes he seems distant. He, at times, does not seem to answer when we pray. Where is Jesus when I am sick? Where is he when money is tight and bill collectors are hounding us? Where is Jesus when things are difficult at work or at home? So often in life it can feel like Jesus is nowhere to be found. These words from the book of 1 Peter remind us that Jesus is right where we need him to be, in the driver's seat. Jesus is described as being at God's right hand. To be at the right hand of God is to be in a position of power and authority. This is the Bible's way of telling us that Jesus is in control. He has power over all things. We are even told that all the angels are under his control. This reminds us of a couple of things. First, nothing happens by accident. Jesus knows exactly what is happening. And better yet, he knows why it is happening. He is in control of all things and has the power to do anything. Secondly, prior to taking up the place of power and authority, Jesus demonstrated his love for us by dying on the cross and rising from the dead. This same loving Savior, who gave his life in your place, is now in control of all things. In that same love, he will direct all things for your good. So that means he is not absent. He is very much aware of what is going on. It also means we can trust him. Our loving Savior will work all things out for our good. He loves you and is in control always. Dear Jesus, thank you for rising victorious over death. Now that you are in heaven, use your power on my behalf. Help me to trust that you are in control of all things. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.